Father, we love you. Pray for Aaron. Just pray that this episode helps a ton of people. Lord, as we're balancing ambition and looking to strive for different things, we also want to remain in your will. So we just pray that this episode helps us do just that. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Cool. Well, Aaron, man, I'm glad you're on to kick around this idea of ambition. Is it bad to be ambitious? If you don't know, guys, you don't know Aaron. Aaron is actually is the owner of Making Them Known Apparel, but also is our podcast sponsor. So I'm wearing it right here. And then obviously he's got it on. And so he's been a solid dude, a solid sponsor of the podcast. So obviously he's a business owner as well and a go-getter, to say the least. And so we wanted to cover this idea if it's bad to be ambitious, like in light of God's will, doing what God wants us to do and following the steps that he has ordained for us, is it bad to be driven and want to accomplish the things that we feel like are set out for us? And so, Aaron, in your personal thought process, what do you see ambition as, and how has it played a role kind of in your life up to this point?
You know, I think from being younger and then obviously, you know, being a Christian, how I look at ambition, I think, is two completely different things. You know, you look at what worldly ambition is and what godly ambition is. And, you know, growing up, I was an athlete, and that was something where obviously most athletes, and if you have the desire to compete at a high level, there's a lot of ambition that goes into that. And it's usually selfish ambition. Even if some of the motives might be, you know, honorable or noble, you know, I want to do this to take care of my family. I want to do this to provide or whatever it may be. When it's something that's not God-centered and God-driven, I think that's where you can kind of get into some murky waters. And, you know, when some of those ambitions maybe fall flat, you know, what are you really standing on? And so that's why I've had to experience that, you know, the hard way through my life. And but seeing what godly ambition is, that's, I think, the place where we need to constantly strive and see what the Word of God says and continue to grow in that each and every day and keep that in the forefront of our mind and whatever we're doing.
And I think it's always been a crossroads for me too, as I look to balance it, because ambition's a spark. It's not a fire. It's something that has the potential for something. It is not something in and of itself. And ambition is a natural desire to achieve something in our life. It's, you know, a lot of people have that, whether it be career minded, whether it be financially minded, family minded, whatever. It's not bad to be ambitious in and of itself. It just has to be balanced. You know, I think of what the Bible says about ambition. In Colossians 3:23, it talks about like work. Like, how do we work? We work for the glory of God. Like, not like we're trying to impress other people, but for the fact of God has set us on this earth, and so we get after it for his glory. And I just love that. I remember I actually heard, and I'd love to hear kind of your take on how the Bible positions it too and how you kind of balance that from a spiritual standpoint. But I remember I was at Liberty University for my undergraduate, which, shout out, go Flames. And I was listening to a message up to this point. You know, before this little chapel service that we had, I would have not considered myself a very ambitious dude, didn't really work that hard, especially in my job in college. Oh my gosh, like I was horrible, a horrible worker, and almost got fired probably several times and deserved, like should have gotten fired for sure. But I heard a message from this guy named Dave, a pastor named David Jeremiah, who actually is out near San Diego, kind of like in the California, your neck of the woods over there. Nice. But he gave a message at Liberty University and he talked about like laziness is a sin. And he talked about, and he spoke from Colossians 3:23 in light of the fact of we are called to work for the glory of God, to work our tail off for the renown, for the name of the Lord. And if you are not doing that, if you're just mailing it in, just kind of giving the bare minimum, I hear a lot of stuff today about like quiet quitting, which I want to ask you about that. But just this mentality that's so common today of like, why work hard? Just do enough to earn a paycheck, not get fired, and go home. And he was just kind of rising up against that saying, dude, laziness is a sin, because to do the right thing, to be in line with God's will and his word, we ought to work hard. So Aaron, what are your thoughts on actually the common mentality of today of people who mail it in, quiet quitting, I don't really care, whatever happens, happens. What are your thoughts on that mentality?
Yeah, I mean, I think at the end of the day, it comes down to, you know, a lack of purpose and understanding. And I think for everybody that they find that at a different time. And obviously us being believers, you know, there is an ultimate goal and purpose and plan that we're given by Christ. But yeah, I mean, when you don't really care about what you're doing, or there's no purpose, there's no reason behind it, you know, it's easy to kind of do just a halfway job and and just kind of go in, do your thing, not really care. I mean, in college, sports was my thing, but I still had jobs in college, but I didn't really care about those jobs. They were just a paycheck. And so did I work hard some days more than others? Sure. But just as like kind of a microcosm of an example, I'd go in, I wasn't the best workers because I didn't really care about it. It wasn't important to me, but you know, sports and athletics and things like that, that was important. So of course I'm going to, you know, give my absolute all and train hard and work hard. So, I think, you know, in this generation, you know, a lot of people are confused. They don't know, you know, what their purpose is. But I think when you have that, I think it's only a natural progression to start to work hard, and sometimes finding exactly what that is and what the plan that God has for you and what sort of minister role or anything, you know, you have to find exactly what that is, and then it's easier.
I agree with you 100%, bro. But you know, that's great, right? We all understand ambition can be great. It can be balanced. It can be super awesome for you. And we'll talk a little bit about how to balance that, because if it's unbalanced, there's an issue there. Because I think if you just have unbridled ambition all the time, that can cause some complexities in your life. So before I kind of dive into some things I've fallen into, how have you seen just uncontrolled ambition be kind of a drawback?
Yeah, I mean, going back to what I was saying, you know, earlier, you know, when I was in college and even as a young kid, my whole goal with sports, I mean, and this is kind of that tricky, kind of the murky waters I was saying, where my ambition, it might have been a noble thing. I genuinely wanted to, you know, go as far as I could in sports to take care of my family, provide for them financially. And when you're doing that, you know, you get so focused in what you're doing and yourself. And even though it's a good goal, you know, it can really shake you when you don't do that. And maybe you don't accomplish it, or it doesn't live up to that, because you put so much pressure on yourself when, you know, like God's the one that's in control. And so, I mean, I remember, you know, after I graduated college, you know, I had a shot, you know, in the NFL briefly, and, you know, it was right there. And I thought I was going to be able to take care of my family and do all this stuff. And as soon as that was taken away, like, whole house of cards came crumbling down. I was like, dang, I'm a failure. I don't know how I'm going to do this. You know, you kind of spiral and you get into, you know, dark thoughts, depression, all that stuff. And I think when your ambition doesn't really have a solid foundation, you know, it's very easy to just fall into that mindset. And on the other side too, you know, if you're seeking something and maybe you're doing really good in your job or your goal, or your profession, whatever it is, you always kind of want more if it's not kind of properly contained. You're never satisfied. You never feel fulfilled. And that's kind of that worldly ambition where if you're not fully fulfilled, you know, you end up going to just be bitter, have resentment, and just depressed kind of at the end of the day. And I've seen that in friends and other family where that's kind of what it is at the end of the day when there's no real reason behind it or purpose behind it.
Yeah, I think Tom Brady even said, when people ask him, like, what's your favorite Super Bowl win? He says, well, the next one. And I think that's funny. That's great. That's kind of a punny thing to say. But the reality is, it's always the next one.
Right.
It's always down the road. Well, my happiness is on the other side of X thing when I get to this platform, this place in my life. If you have unbridled ambition, you can fall into a spot in which you're never content, you're never at peace, you're never fulfilled, because you've passed up the thing that can provide you real peace, which is Jesus Christ, which is being in the midst of his will and his commands for your life. You know, I think... Hey guys, before jumping back into the episode, I want to give a huge shout out to this show's sponsor, Making Him Known Apparel Company. Making Him Known is run by my guy, Aaron, and Aaron does an awesome job of making apparel that draws others to Jesus. They have hoodies, tees, totes, stickers, and much more stuff coming soon, all at makinghimknown.com, which will be linked in the show notes. So if you want to support this podcast, go support Making Him Known and go get you some awesome apparel. You have to beware the idol of ambition. The danger of ambition lies in the fact when it becomes an idol in our life, when we begin to put our plans ahead of what God has for us. I just did an episode on manifestation versus prayer and talked about this idea of like, what's like law of attraction, all this stuff. Like, what's really the issue with it? Because I get it, like positive vibes, you know, think of visualize the things that you want in life, which is great. Like, I'm a big proponent of positive thinking, but the problem lies in the fact of when you get your plans out ahead of what God's plans are for you, then you'll find yourself, I like the illustration, you'll find yourself climbing up the wrong ladder only to get to the top and realize, dang, this was leaning on the wrong wall. Like, to put all of your effort into something that in the end never fulfilled you in the first place. Right. And that's just tough, right? And that's the issue with unbridled ambition. That's why this thing has to be balanced, bro. Like, this is why we have to get to a place where we recognize, like, okay, I don't want to be lazy. Check. I don't want to be a quiet quitter. I don't want to be just this leech off of this organization and just mail it in. I don't want to do that. But I also don't want to get too ahead of myself and let my drive dictate what is ahead of me, as opposed to let my God dictate what is ahead of me. But that's the difficulty, is balancing the two. So if you were to look at this, Aaron, and someone's listening to this right now thinking, okay, I get it. Like, I get both ends, but I want to balance it. I want to be something for the glory of God, but I want to make sure I do it for God. How would you counsel somebody to balance their ambition and their drive?
You know, when I was thinking a lot about this topic and ambition, because it is kind of, you know, it's, well, how do we look at this through a Christian worldview? And when you look at, you know, Jesus and what he did, I mean, he's probably the most ambitious person of all time, right? I mean, he came and had the craziest mission, the craziest purpose ever to save the entire world. And so that's the most ambitious person, I mean, I think we can even point to. And you look at how he did it, and he did it and he came to serve. He came to be, you know, lowly. He came to be, you know, the last. And, you know, he talks about that through the scriptures of, you know, it, whoever among you must be, you know, or what is it? The great among you must be last, and all that in the gospels. And I think that's the biggest example of what we see ambition. And then that, you know, practically applied in real life is to go and serve. When you're just looking for everything to come into you, and you're just looking to take, you know, you are going to be, you know, unfulfilled at the end of the day. And I think that's because God created us that way. He created us to, it's more blessed to give than to receive. And so in whatever you're doing and in whatever ambition you have, if the ultimate purpose isn't to serve and to help others, then there's just going to be that emptiness and that hole inside us, because that's just how God made us and how he created us in his image.
Yeah. And I've heard it said that, I think it was C.S. Lewis who said, if you find yourself with a hole in your life or a void in your heart that is bigger than anything that the world can fill, it's because you weren't made for the world. You were made for heaven. Yeah. You were made for kingdom purposes. You weren't made to establish yourself in a career or even have the best family or even be the richest person. You were made to glorify God. And I think it's just so important to remember that our ultimate ambition, always, our drive, our just killer instinct should always be for the kingdom. And not for, well, let me make sure I get this promotion. Let me try and build this brand. You know, here we are wearing the brand. That's great. You know, we love the brand. But at the end of the day, if we're not moving the kingdom forward, if we're not doing what God calls us to, if we're not putting our plans behind God's set of plans and saying, God, you lead me. Like, I love what Isaiah says when he's talking about, like, he's in the heavens and, like, he's having the vision and he's up there in the throne room. He's like, God, here I am. Like, send me. And I think filled in that phrase is a ton of ambition, ton of drive to say, I'm driven, but in the direction that God wants me to go in. He didn't make it up. He wasn't like, I think this would be a cool idea for me to go throughout Israel and proclaim all this stuff and write a Bible book, and I think this would be awesome. You know, I'm going to put this on a vision board. I'm going to say to myself in the mirror 10 times a day that I should do this, I should do that. I'm going to write this on a whiteboard and make it a goal. It wasn't that. It came straight from God. And I think we'd really benefit, as I think of balancing too, we'd benefit of not just giving our plans to God, but receiving his plans for us. A lot of times we kind of go back to God and have him check our work in a way of, hey, God, I got all these goals, and I'm just wondering if this is okay with you. And I hope so, and I really wish that you bless it. And instead, maybe at the beginning of a year, maybe at the beginning of every week, every day even, God, if there's anything that I'm doing that is a disruption or distraction from the things that you want me to do, destroy it, eradicate it, distract me from it, get me away from that thing, because I want to be ambitious for what you have for me, for the beautiful things that you have ahead of my life. Because I understand, you know, I'm a C.S. Lewis freak, so I'll quote him again. He talked about how in our ambitions, sometimes we're like a kid playing in a mud puddle and we're just enjoying the mud, you know, having fun with it, all that stuff. But we're content in the mud when God has beautiful oceans ahead for us. But we came up with the idea of sitting in the mud, so we play in the mud. Right. And I just love that so much because sometimes it's our own ambition that keeps us stuck. It's our own drive to move forward that keeps us in the same place because God intended to have bigger things. And we're like, well, this is probably what I could accomplish. This is probably what I could be.
Yeah.
And that's an issue, right? So,
and there's this, you know, I forget if it's a psalm or a proverb, but it says, you know, many are the plans of the Lord, but it's, or many are the plans of man, but it's the Lord who establishes steps. And so it's like we, as human, I mean, we have all these different thoughts that we, and goals and things that we think about and want to accomplish. But if it's not God that's establishing those steps and kind of paving that way for you, I mean, you're not really walking within his will and his ultimate purpose for your life. And I think you can attest, and you know, a lot of believers can attest, all this, the plans and stuff that we have, and then seeing how God has kind of taken those kind of out of the picture and kind of walked us into something else, it's always better. It's always better than anything that we could have planned on by ourselves. Or, you know, I remember when I was starting this company, you know, I was looking for some, you know, workspace or some office space to get it set up. And I was trying to get my own little spot by myself. And I end up coming to this place where there's, you know, multiple suites and offices. And just being in this center where I'm at now, I've connected with so many different people that have helped me personally and grow this and just been amazing friends and helpful. And it's I had all my plans of what I wanted to do. And God kind of, he just puts you in scenarios and situations where it's like, it's only him that can orchestrate that and ordain that.
Absolutely, bro. Absolutely. So spot on. And golly, you know, as we're coming to a close here, man, what is one piece of encouragement? Somebody's listening. They're like, man, I hear you guys. Amen. You know, I get it. Balance my ambition for the glory of God, all that stuff. But what's one piece of concluding encouragement that you would provide to the audience right now?
You know, the motto or, you know, slogan for this brand is, you know, to know God and make him known. And the reason for that is, you know, I was watching a apologetic video years back, and I don't know if you know Dr. Frank Turek. He's gotten cross-examined. He's a really good apologist. And I remember, you know, someone asked him a question. They're like, you know, what's the purpose of life? Like, what's the point? And he said, it's to know God and to make him known. And, you know, in whatever you're doing, those can be constant. You know, it doesn't matter what career you have. It doesn't matter where you are in life. If your ambition and your desire is to know God more each and every day, to seek his face, and then from that desire, I mean, you're going to go want to make him known in whatever field you're in, whether you're bagging groceries, whether you're an accountant, whether you're doing anything. You know, if that is what your desire and ambition is, you know, Matthew 6:33, you know, seek first the kingdom and his righteousness and all will be added unto you. I mean, there is that starting point. And so, you know, I encourage everyone to truly, you know, seek his kingdom first and his righteousness first, because, you know, it kind of seems backward, like, oh, I have to do all this stuff first, but it's such a simple message of no, seek God. He will take care of you. He will provide for you, and he'll meet all your needs, and he'll use you in ways that you couldn't even imagine in your wildest imagination. So, yeah, just continuing to know him more and seek his face and just see what he does, because he's the greatest architect, the greatest game planner. There's no one like him.
That's right. You don't want anybody else calling the plays of your life than God Almighty. So, Aaron, man, we appreciate you being on, bro. This was an awesome episode. I think it's going to help a ton of people. So we appreciate you, man.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you having me on, and let's keep making them known.